I've gone into working with a company that we're calling One Netball, and basically we are delivering some netball camps throughout the Northeast. We're really excited that we've got our first one coming up, 1st and 2nd of November in Newcastle, and it's really exciting for the girls. Come along, they get 2 days of netball training, and we've got some really cool Mizuno prizes to hand out to some of the kids as well.
I'd have thought you'd at least mentioned meeting Danny from McFly since we last spoke. Did you know who you
Oh.
were? Did he know all about England netball?
Well, my dad was like, "Oh, it's really nice that Danny from McFly's a fan of yours." And I was like, "Yeah, I wish." No, I was very, I proper fangirled him when I saw him. I literally didn't speak one word and just went quiet and just giggled like I was a 10-year-old again. So it was really embarrassing. But yeah, it was cool because one of my best friends who lives in Denmark, we used to literally buy every single album of theirs. So it was just so cool to like send her a picture and be like, "Oh my God." She was very jealous.
Maybe a bit tricky last season that Siren's been injured for so long, but from that, what kind of strength did that give you?
Yeah, I've been really unfortunate. Obviously, I did my knee the year before, literally played 3 games, and then this year doing my shoulder. I think I played about 4 games for the Sirens. But every time we get injured, like I'm used to it now. This is my 4th surgery, and it's just the way you've mentally just got to get around it, and it just every injury just strengthens you more and makes you more resilient. And I think that my attitude towards the sport is definitely due to the injuries and the knockbacks I've had. And every time I have a surgery and people are like, "Oh, you won't come back from that," I like to prove people wrong, and I like to show them that actually I will, and hopefully in the future I'll get back to playing at the top level I can.
What about that loss of Team Northumbria, given the years you put into it?
Yeah, that's it's really sad. I'm playing netball for the university. It was just the whole atmosphere of being an athlete at the university was amazing. Like I met some of my best friends who are going to be vital parts of my life there, and I also met my fiance through sport at Northumbria. So special moments in my life was because of that time I spent there, and I think it's really sad that other people aren't going to be able to get that from Northumbria. And obviously, it's really impacted the Northeast and had a knock-on effect from NSL all the way down to the pathway. But I also think, you know what, it's an exciting stage. The Northeast can now go out and basically reshape themselves. And I know that we'll have a franchise again someday. And do you know what? I'm really excited for it and to see what happens and to see the future of netball in the Northeast.
I know I've just dropped that on you, but obviously, from your experience in the area, you'll
Yeah.
know that the talent is still there, which is probably one of the ideas how One Netball came about.
Definitely. I think one of my other things that I'm doing as well with Parkview that I mentioned on one of your other podcasts, I'm fortunate enough to be able to put in place a netball academy that allows the girls to study at sixth form and then basically play and train netball and have a really good balance, and it doesn't go after school, it's all in the school day. And I just think things like that with the netball camps and hopefully other exciting projects we're all going to have together. I just think it really boosts the region's netball, and it just gives them different opportunities. And I think the more opportunities the region can give them in different ways and different aspects, I think is only going to benefit us. And I just think it's an exciting time. And like I said, there's lots of potential for different projects and things in the region to happen.
How much planning do these kind of things take individually?
Oh, massive planning. I also have a part-time admin job, which I like to do away from netball. So that, with all of my other little things that I do and my coaching in local clubs, and I coach at South Durham Cleveland, it takes a lot of my time, but I absolutely love it. And I think this year for Parkview, for example, it's really exciting because we literally just have a recruitment phase this whole year, 2018-19. We're recruiting, we've got a big plan in place. We're really excited to get it going. And then with One Netball again, we've got to obviously plan venues, where's the best place to hold it. You don't want to clash with other things. And it does take a lot, but I love it. And that's why I obviously give it my time to do it.
One netball then, it's taking place on the 1st and 2nd of November between 10 and 4. What are the further info on that?
So we have some exciting coaches coming on board and different people from around the region. I'll be leading it, and it'll be 2 days of netball. We're at Warbottle Campus, which is a venue that I'm really excited to use. They've got 2 great courts inside that have just been redeveloped, and then some fantastic outdoor facilities. Then it's a great area because it means that hopefully some girls in the Northumberland area that don't always get able to access things can hopefully travel to the Warbottle. And yeah, 10 till 4, exciting. We'll be supported by Mizuno, so we'll have some Mizuno prizes, which is always fun. So it'll be two great days to get involved, to get some netball specific training and just different things. And each coach will have their own speciality that they'll bring to the table. And I'm really excited about it. You can book on our website, one-netball.com, or you can go to an app on your phone, which you can find the link on our Facebook and book that way. But places going quick, it costs £35 for one day and then £60 for 2 days.
Any special guests, or will those Fast Five All-Stars have gone on by then?
Well, we'll wait and see. We might have some things lined up. You'll just have to obviously be part of it to see what happens.
Ooh. And you, personally, you've still got so much to offer the game. So what do you still get out of it on a personal level after all these years?
I actually just love it. Like, the enjoyment I get from the sport, and if I'm honest now, like taking a moment away whilst I'm rehabbing over the summer, I've been able to just be able to develop these things, develop Parkview, develop One Netball, and I'm just so excited to be able to give back my passion, all my experiences I've had under different coaches and the things I've learned, and give it back to the region. And then we've got Vicky Burgess, who's now obviously a coach from the region who's got into coaching the England pathway. And I just think, yeah, we're North East, we're slowly creeping in. And in the next few years, it's exciting to see the girls and who we can get in and follow in Vicky's footsteps into England. We've got some absolutely fantastic players in the North East. I think it's a great time for us to finally showcase these girls and to get them to a level that they can be getting into Rose's full-time programme, or they can be in the pathways and under 17s, 19s, and it's really exciting.